So the hottest ticket in town for advertisers is officially sold out. We're talking about in-game ads for the Super Bowl. They have been sold out. Of course, the game is on Sunday, Kansas City Chiefs against the Philadelphia Eagles. Okay, so Super Bowl is advertising's biggest stage, right?
Yeah.
Everybody wants to be in it.
And the game is on Fox this year.
Yes.
So I was amazed at how much people are willing to pay for a 30-second ad. Because I think about it like rate of return, and I realize that if you are a mega corporation, you're not saying, hey, I've got to sell, and we'll give the price here in a second, X amount of widgets to pay for this ad. Mm-hmm. If you're Anheuser-Busch, if you're M&M's, if you're Coca-Cola, if you're whoever, you don't look at it like that. But to the normal person who owns a small business or whatever, like, you know, people who advertise on this radio station, for the most part, they're small business owners. We do have some larger ones, but they recognize we advertise here because we know running an ad on here, we're going to sell X amount of whatever we do, which makes us more than the cost of the advertising, which is why we do so well, because we have so many listeners. That is not how you buy a Super Bowl ad.
No. The executive vice president of Fox said that some of the ads went for more than $7 million.
For 30 seconds.
For a 30-second spot. Yeah, between $6 and $7 million. So you're right. I mean, sometimes locally, like on WIBC, if there were a car dealership advertising, they would say, okay, well, to pay for this month's advertising schedule, our run, we have to sell X amount of cars. That covers the cost. Of course, they want a return on the investment, so they want to actually sell more cars than what they've spent. But how many widgets do you have to sell to get your $7 million?
Yeah, so, okay, so it's $233,333.33 per second is what you're spending. Now, I guess, and again, Casey, I you know, you've spent longer in the industry than I have. You've been in management, so you know this better than I would. But I would guess when you are doing an, you know, what you would call a buy, right, an ad buy of this size, you are factoring in the following things. Number one, the amount of people who will actually see it, and it's going to be over, I'm sure, again, a third of the country. It's a reasonably hot game, given that there's two well-known quarterbacks. It's the two best teams in each conference, the Eagles and the Chiefs. So this should be a pretty well-watched game, and people should watch throughout the game because it'll probably be a decent game, which is key. But so you're not only thinking the 100 million plus eyeballs that are going to see the ad in the moment, but you're also thinking about, okay, the next day, here on talk radio, on television, around the water cooler, not that many people stand around a water cooler anymore. But so all of that factors into the price of the advertisement, is not just the people that will see it in the moment, but the earned media that you get after the program.
Yeah, so it's not just the 30 seconds. So you have to consider, is it worth it? Well, there's nothing else like it, not even close. If you want the reach, if you want to reach people, last year's Super Bowl had over 111 million people watching. So yeah, it's going to reach the people. But like you mentioned, there's the pre-talk before the game. Okay, who's going to be in it? We know that Anheuser-Busch is one of the biggest advertisers.
They've got 3 minutes worth of ads, according to this article, which, who did the article, by the way? I want to give them credit. Oh, AP did the article. Yeah. Yep. So according to AP, they've got 3 minutes worth of ads. So basically roughly $20 million they're spending to advertise in the Super Bowl.
Yep. You've also got Doritos and M&M's and movie studios and streaming services, car dealerships, tech companies. The one group, the one category that will be out this year is crypto companies. So that was a big one last year. None this year.
Yeah, so think about that. And apparently there were multiple ad buys, according to the Associated Press, with these various crypto companies in the works. And then after the FTX guy, they just scrapped everything and said, we're going to kind of just disappear for a while and hope people don't remember. So
yeah, you also get the people chattering on social media afterwards, not just face-to-face conversations, but then it goes out to the world on the internet as well.
Have you ever bought something because you saw it in a Super Bowl ad?
GoDaddy, actually.
Really?
Yes. Do you remember? I don't know. It was probably about 10 years ago.
Yeah, Danica Patrick was the spokesperson.
Yeah, GoDaddy, because at the time I was looking at making a website. So yeah.
Okay.
I went with GoDaddy because I had just recently seen the commercial.
Kevin, have you ever bought something that you saw in a Super Bowl commercial?
I mean, I've bought Doritos before, but not probably because.
You did not see the Doritos ad or the Lay's potato chips ad or the Coca-Cola ad.
No, I think Super Bowl ads are very overrated.
Okay, but there's something, you know, the Doritos, yeah. Sometimes that's to promote a new product. Hey, were you even aware that this existed? Like the Doritos Puffs, I think, came out 2-3 years ago. Well, that's a new product that they're launching. But it's not just the audience and the reach and that nothing else compares to it. It is, you know, the biggest sporting event of the year.
Yes.
There's also the prestige. Some of that is just bragging rights to say, hey, we made it. We've got a spot in the Super Bowl.